What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about genetics. We're talking about human history. We're talking about this very romantic notion that all human life on Earth came from a single ancestor. And I'm not talking about this whole Adam and Eve thing, but they're talking about a single common ancestor somewhere in Africa. We all came out of Africa. We're all, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out it's not true. Russian geneticists have basically determined that the Africans came out of Africa and Europeans came out of Europe, and they came from different origins, which, if you look at the world with your objective eyes, seems to make a lot of sense. And I know there are political dimensions to this idea that we're actually a little more separated on the tree of life than had been previously assumed. And I think the good news is it shows that intelligence is naturally going to appear in any life form that simply evolves long enough, that we're not just one intelligent tool-using life form, but several. I think that's a good thing. I know it'll fuel a lot of political discord, but I think it's a good thing. It means that there's a far greater chance that there's intelligent life out there in the universe who are so intelligent they know better than to come on down here, where tribal warfare continues to be our main occupation. But it kind of reminds me, there was this project undertaken by, I think it was the National Geographic, to map out the human ancestry tree. And for the small price of $100, which most of us don't have right now, they will basically decode your DNA and tell you what your ancestry is. And they were trying to sort of build this map about where we all came from. And it's sort of been fading away from media attention for one known reason, and now possibly two. The known reason was that it began to reveal that a lot of people claiming to be of a certain ancestry actually weren't. And that was politically very damaging to a certain Middle Eastern nation who shall remain nameless. But if it turns out that the Russian geneticists are correct, and the study of these haplogroups is showing that we have multiple origins for the current human population, that's going to show up in this tree. There's not going to be a single common source that appears. And again, for political reasons, this would have to go away. And for reasons of my own personal life that I've already talked about probably more times than you wanted to hear, I get very, very tired of this idea that political considerations should be allowed to skew and distort scientific reality. Whether it's water on the moon or life on Mars, or the true origins of the human race. And again, we are confronted with this possibility that almost everything we think we know about ourselves and our world is not science fact, but politically expedient mythologies. And that we may be no more in touch with the reality of our universe today than people who believed in a flat Earth or Earth at the center of the universe, because that was what was politically expedient in those times. Have we really evolved at all? Is our culture ever more advanced outside of the means for our own self-immolation? Or is science still the slave of political and religious belief and keeping us in a new dark ages, even with all of our bright lights and shiny metal toys? How removed from the truth are we by politics? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Call in 800-313-9443.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
B-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have some very sharp and clever listeners. I just got an email with a listener's supportive theory of why we don't all originate in Africa. And fortunately, as funny as it is, I can't use it on the radio. We're going to go to the phones. Eric in Sacramento. Aloha, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just want to thank you. This is Eric the Healer. I've been talking with you for a long time, and I love your show, and you're one of my heroes, and I want to thank you very much for doing this and having this program and your website. And I used to talk to people for hours, and now I just say whatreallyhappened.com, and there's a lot of links, and I don't have to talk much, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, about this origin thing, our DNA, we took an evolutionary jump, and the missing link was the genetic engineering of other advanced cultures, and I have a BA in fine arts.
Okay, Eric, no? thank you very much. Okay, there is no missing link. Okay, that is a leftover term from like the 1800s when evolution was still being fought tooth and nail by various religious entities. And there is no missing link. There are some gaps here and there, but there are no indications that anybody has tinkered with the human genome from outside. What there is a large gap in our understanding. And I'll give you one that's really, really obvious. Look in a mirror, and you will see a hairless, for the most part, body and a lot of adipose tissue, which not only will keep you warm, but allows you to float. And you will also see a nose that does not allow water to easily flood up into the sinus cavities. And you will come to understand that the reason we look so different from our ape ancestors is that we had to go through an aquatic phase. Something happened somewhere where our remote ancestors were spending a lot of time in the water. Now, we're seeing something like that with the snow monkeys of Japan, who are showing this very amazing adaptation to the hot springs, where they're basically, they've discovered the joys of hot tubbing. And now they're beginning to learn to not only swim, but to dive down and find things to eat on the bottom of the pool. And it all started, and this is very well documented, it started with one female monkey that just discovered, hey, hanging out in the hot tub's a lot of fun. And the male monkeys followed her in, and now it's basically something they're all doing. And over the next several generations, I would expect we will start to see their bodies adapt to this new environment, because that's how evolution works here. All righty, let's see. We got another caller on the line, Ed in Los Angeles. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ed, are you there?
Yeah,
I guess.
Mike. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Your time slot, man. You're up against Pumpkinhead. That's good. We got to get rid of him.
Pumpkinhead. I thought that was that horrible, scary movie. You know, from way back when. I think they did what, two or three of them.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Can you say we gotta let you go?
Yeah, we're going to let you go and move on to some other phone calls here. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. All righty. There's a story that has just come in, and I'm frankly a little upset by it. Apparently, the United Nations has issued a warning. The Security Council has passed a resolution threatening non-military sanctions on anyone found insufficiently supportive of the new regime in Yemen. Remember that Yemen had rioting and overthrow, and in its place, they have basically a single candidate, you'll pardon the expression, democracy. And Ban Ki-moon basically is saying, this is what we need for the entire Middle East, democracies based on single candidates, which doesn't sound like democracy to me. And apparently, because Ban Ki-moon's comments drew fierce criticism from all across the world, the UN is saying they will impose non-military sanctions, meaning economic sanctions, on anyone that does not unquestioningly accept the new Yemen regime, the new model that they're trying to bring to the entire Middle Eastern area. Now, this language from the United Nations basically mirrors an executive order put out by President Obama that threatens American economic sanctions against any individuals that Obama believes are obstructing the new government. In other words, when we put a puppet ruler in place, you will go along with that or we will punish you. I think, not that the United Nations had a lot of credibility left anyway, especially after Agenda 21, but this is about as ham-handed as you can get to go in and overthrow a nation, impose a new regime on it, and then stand back and say, everybody got to be nice to the new puppet regime or we're going to slap you around. Because isn't the idea of democracy that people are allowed to say whether or not a government is working? I think the UN has really harmed itself with this heavy-handed sanction. And I think Obama has basically revealed that This is not about democracy and the rights of people around the world. It's about the imposition of a new world order by force of bayonet. You will use our style of banking. You will use the kind of politics we think you should have. You will have the rulers we choose for you. Same thing they're doing right here in the United States of America. You're not allowed to have your own politicians and your own rulers. We will pick them for you. That's the new world order. You will pick Romney or Obama. You will not even consider for a second that Ron Paul is somebody you would want to have in office. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about evolution earlier. And yeah. What I wanted to say was that there are different forms. People always think of evolution as a gradual thing. And it's not necessarily a gradual thing. How that can occur, how new phenotypes or different body shapes can occur, can happen quite rapidly. There's a really funny science fiction book called Darwin's Radio by Greg Bear, which explains that pretty well. And
you're talking about catastrophism, correct?
I would suppose so. I guess.
Okay. Darwin basically came out with the idea that evolution proceeds slowly and majestically and is impossible to see within a single generation. People are coming to understand that, no, that isn't exactly how it works, that evolution is the response to a change in the environment. And if there's a dramatic change in the environment, you will see equally dramatic changes to the life forms that are still surviving. Obviously, the ones that get killed off stop evolving at that particular point. But we know that these new flus that emerge every single year just in time to drive up the vaccine sales represent newly evolved life forms on the assumption they're not being manufactured. We have seen spontaneous mutation through genetic damage occur on a pretty much regular basis. Anybody who's grown up on a farm knows how many malformed livestock you will see appear. Most of them die. Occasionally, something comes along that actually proves useful, like sheep with much shorter legs, which means it's easier to pen them and easier to keep them under control. I remember from back on the TV series Cosmos with Carl Sagan, and I actually worked on one of the segments of that one, but he did this wonderful expose about a creature called the Heike crab, and it is rather famous. It is this Japanese crab whose carapace, whose shell, looks like the classical face of a samurai warrior. And people were saying, how did that happen? Was it magic? And, of course, there's a Japanese folktale about this drowned army that is immortalized on the shell of the crabs. But the reality of how it happened is, if you're a Japanese fisherman and you're pulling up the crabs and you pull up one that just slightly kind of sort of looks like a human face on the shell, you'd be tended to kind of throw it back just out of superstition. So if you're doing that over generation after generation, after a while there come to be a great many crabs with human faces on the shell, and eventually the scowling face of a samurai. And so this is a case of the humans and the crabs and the environments changing and working together to bring about a very rapid change in terms of geological time, a very rapid change to that particular life form. Certainly, if you look at our domesticated livestock versus their still wild counterparts, you'd be surprised at the difference. You go down to a chicken ranch and you see just these dull old farm birds walking around, and then you come out here to Hawaii and you see these feral chickens, these wild chickens, the descendants of the chickens that were brought here and given as gifts to the Hawaii's kings and queens by the whalers. The Hawaii's kings and queens didn't realize they were supposed to eat them. They thought they were pets, and they're still all over the islands, and they're just beautiful, gorgeous animals, and they don't look hardly anything at all like the ones that are basically wind up wrapped in saran wrap at the supermarket. And that is a clear example of how the new environment of the domestic farm changes the life form over a very rapid period in history. So, evolution is not always smooth. It can be triggered. Certainly, we can expect to see all kinds of new life forms coming out of the aftermath of Chernobyl and Fukushima. Hopefully, some of it will be good. A lot of it is probably going to turn out to be basically dead ends. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite, who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the more serious circumstance of global war and this obvious push to get us into a war against China, I don't think it's a very good idea. They have weapons of mass destruction and the means to hurl them all over the place, including right where I'm sitting right now. Wary about U.S. moves, China and Russia pledge to prioritize their ties. Apparently, Vladimir Putin is in China, and they have rolled out the red carpet for him to basically relink back together. I'm sure in the Pentagon they're saying, huzzah, huzzah, we have the Russian-Chinese alliance. We've got the Cold War back. We'll be able to soak those American suckers for every dime they've got to build weapons to keep away the evil communists. Even though Russia is not communist and China is less so, you know, they renounced communism. Now they've got manufacturing. That's their new, they're manufacturing people. We've got to, it's a cold war against the manufacturers and the state banks and the value-based currency. It's going to destroy the world if we, you know, we've got to save the world for debt-based currencies and legalize counterfeiting by the Federal Reserve here or whatever they're going to say here. But, considering the snub that Putin just did to Obama and China and Russia's statements regarding military intervention in Syria and Iran, and now China and Russia are clearly being driven together by U.S. and Israeli machinations. It's a replay of World War II. The problem is, this time, this country's on the wrong side. And I am opposed to escalating this war because the United States is ultimately going to lose it. For two reasons. Actually, there's more than two, but I'm only going to go into two on this segment here. First of all, since the dawn of the Industrial Age, every major world conflict has ultimately been lost by the nation that started it. And the other reason the U.S. is going to lose this war, and it's a little bit more practical, the United States lacks the three M's. They don't have the men, they don't have the money, and they don't have the manufacturing to sustain a major global war. And the danger here is, if the U.S. government continues on this war path that Israel has laid out for it, somewhere between now and final capitulation, they're going to start turning those little brass keys in the missile silos. And it's going to be a really, really bad day for everybody. There's another reason we should get out of these wars. We've lost the moral high ground. And you go back and you read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, and he says right in there, victory goes to the side with the moral law on their side. In other words, the army that believes it's right, that believes it serves a noble moral purpose, is the army that will fight harder, braver, more aggressively. This is why mercenaries generally, by and large, do not do very well. They're great for going out and whipping on little tiny villages and targeted groups, but in a front-to-front conflict, that's why the American colonials defeated the British Regular Army. The British Regular Army were just hired to be there. And the American patriots were fighting for their homes and families within eyesight. We should have learned that lesson in Vietnam. The greatest army on the world kicked out. So, this is a mistake. I'm going to go on saying it as long as I can say it. Going into this war, going further into this war, it is a mistake. It's not even our war. It's Israel's wars. We could really wreck this place on this path. Bring about a whole new dark ages. Look back. Let me give you an example. Look back at the Library of Alexandria, which was destroyed by Christians who thought anything not in the Bible was a bad thing. They took the librarian, Hypatia, flayed her alive with broken seashells. Very, very nice people. And then the remnants of the scrolls in the library were basically burned to heat the public baths. We know from indirect references that much science, art, and culture had been in the library that would have been a benefit to humanity. Believe it or not, the great plagues that ravaged Europe were already known and curable in the Arab nations. Also in Africa, in Egypt, there are indirect references that Egypt's equivalent of Leonardo da Vinci, Imhotep, knew how to cure the great plagues. And that information was destroyed when the library at Alexandria was burned. And Europe suffered the great plagues as a result. Talk about an irony there. The reality is most of our technology, history, culture, art are on these electronic media, which don't last very long at all. And it could all vanish in time if we blow it all up. Good reason to think about giving peace another chance. We're going to be back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. You've probably been seeing a lot of these stories recently about how Barack Obama gave full backing to the Stuxnet attack on Iran. It's not like he had a choice. We all know the U.S. government does whatever Israel wants it to do. And I think Obama is simply doing this to draw some of the political fire from the growing awareness that Stuxnet might have been a contributing factor at the Fukushima disaster. And to thus show his loyalty to Tel Aviv. Yes, I'll fall on my sword regarding Stuxnet if you'll just let me be president another 4 years. But there's another dimension to this. And of course, it has to do with the fact that Obama's failure to do his job as president for the American people have resulted in these tragedies and these disasters. We know that Obama in 2008 received a great deal of money from oil companies, including British Petroleum, and rewarded them by basically pulling the Minerals Management Service back from doing their job of oversight on the offshore drilling, which is why British Petroleum could get away with having, Deepwater Horizon could get away with having a blowout preventer that was 4 years overdue on its maintenance, When you're talking about deep ocean technology, 4 years, you can't let it go that long and expect it's still going to work. We know that Obama basically did little more about the Gulf oil disaster than to go down and have a picture taken with his daughter in water that was kind of sort of maybe close, but not actually in the Gulf of Mexico. To tell everybody, sure, a little oil and corrects it isn't going to hurt you. You know, go on back to eating the seafood. And then, of course, Fukushima happened. And the first thing Obama did was send the head of the FDA up to Alaska to have a press conference with the Alaska State Fisheries Commission. We don't need to test the seafood. We just know it'll be safe. And, of course, now we know that a year ago, samples of tuna taken off the coast of San Diego, California, were found to be contaminated. 100% of the samples were contaminated. So a lot of what's going on is because Obama was taking care of his donors and supporters and otherwise ignoring the job he was supposed to be doing for the American people. Not that Romney's going to be any better. Don't think for a second I'm endorsing him, because I'm not. The only one I'm endorsing is Ron Paul, but unfortunately it does look like he is going to be kept from the party. By the way, speaking of being kept from the party, a couple of news stories have surfaced where sound engineers have gone back to the only known audio recording of the assassination of Robert Kennedy at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles and confirmed that there were far more gunshots fired than can be explained by the 8-round magazine in Sirhan's gun. For those of us who've been following the assassination studies for a long time, this is not a surprise. We know that photos of the aftermath showed more bullet holes in the pantry than could be explained by just 8 shots. When I was still living in Los Angeles and I had a lawyer I was doing business with, his receptionist's husband was LAPD, had been at the ambassador at the time, and he had said, yeah, there were a lot more than 8 shots fired. So this is all kind of known stuff, and then there was that funny stuff that happened with the photographer, that high school kid who took the pictures, and then the police took the negatives, and then they said, we can't find him, and he sued, and they said, oh, we found him, we're sending him to you, and then the courier got his car broken into, how conveniently, and the negatives vanished forever. When you look back on it, it's all pretty obvious and pretty heavy-handed stuff that they're doing back there. Now, interestingly enough, there is a documentary that has just come out, Dreams from My Real Father, A Story of Reds and Deception. And it's basically a video presentation pointing out that the reason for the birth certificate confusion arises from the fact that Obama is a love child of the 1960s. And his real father is Frank Marshall Davis. I don't know where they got such a silly, nonsensical idea as that. But apparently it's now a movie and it's out there. And it's basically confirming everything that we had at our website. Frank Marshall Davis did know Obama's mother at the University of Hawaii. Frank Marshall Davis, when he wasn't out there screaming about Marxism, earned his living as a nude photographer. And Barack Obama's mother was one of his models. And it was the 60s. It was the summer of love and the autumn of gonorrhea. And these things happen. And maybe this is going to make that whole birth certificate nonsense go away early on. Because otherwise, I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama is going to use it. He's going to come clean about his father in October and cry about how a cruel little conspiracy theorist just dragged the reputation of his mother through the mud. And ride the tide of sympathy into his second term, he hopes. I don't think so. Too many people know that the birth certificate nonsense, it is, it's a political ploy. And there's nothing there. He's a love child. We have a lot of reasons to not like Barack Obama, but being a love child isn't one of them. There's a lot of love children out there. Now, speaking of Hawaii, Hawaii has become the first state in the union to ban plastic bags. Now, it's not exactly cut and dried. There's a move at the state capitol where they're going to say, we refuse to take away people's freedom to choose, so we're just going to tax plastic bags heavily. It's just another cash grab. But over on the island of Kauai, they've already stopped them because the plastic bags have become a real problem in the landfills. They don't biodegrade. Paper bags do. And as a matter of fact, I noticed our local market has gone away from the plastic containers for salads from the deli, and they've gone back to paper and things like that. I think it's a good idea. I think it really is a very good idea here. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Dan in Texas, aloha. Dan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I just want to mention a couple of things to you regarding political expediency. It's kind of odd, but I find that in summer, when I spend a lot more time outside, my hair lightens and my skin darkens because I have adapted to that environment, but I see no proof that I have ever evolved. I have a tree out front of my house. Every winter, it drops its leaves, and every spring they come back so that we can adapt to the environment, and it lets the sun in the summer blocks the sun out. But I see no evidence that that tree has ever evolved. Now, on the other hand, I think you would probably agree with me.
Wait a minute. Need to go back there. The fact that the tree does drop its leaves in the autumn and winter when there is less sunlight in order to conserve its food supply is the result of evolving in seasonal change. So I don't think you can justly say that you're not seeing any evidence of evolution there. Okay?
It's been known to be with us for thousands of years, but we see no evidence that what gay guys do has resulted in any adaptation to their environment to develop a uterus and to have babies.
How long are we going to wait? All right. We're going to let you go here because it's obvious you're not listening to me. My theory is that homosexuality is an evolutionary result of overcrowding. Because we're always being told overpopulation's a problem. Overpopulation's a problem. We're going to be just drowning in our own waste products unless we control our birth. Well, isn't that what the gay segment of the population is doing? They're not reproducing. So doesn't it make sense that maybe evolution has said there's an off switch in reproduction, in human reproduction? My theory is, and there seems to be evidence to support it, but it's, of course, politically inexpedient to look at this. But what seems to happen is when the population gets dense enough, when there's insufficient resources to care for the population, social tension builds. And it seems to me that gay children are born to women who are suffering extreme hardships during the pregnancy, whether it's physical abuse by the husband or extensive hunger, or a constant series of threat and dread. And it seems to me that the gay population is the already in existence population control system. That when you reach the maximum capacity of the environment to support the human population, you start seeing more gay people being born in order to slow the population growth. And I think that is the result of evolution. And that means two things. One, gay people are gay by their DNA. It's not freedom of choice. It's not sin. Two, they are supposed to be here. They are part of the human process. They're supposed to be here as much as anybody else. So leave them alone. Now, moving on back here. Interesting headline came through. New prosthetics keep amputee soldiers on active duty. Huzzah, huzzah, we have new robotic things to replace the bits that were shot off in service to the money junkies. So we can send you back on out there and let you run the risk of blowing off something else that's equally important. I'm not seeing this as progress. I'm seeing this as an attempt to maximize the use of the human capital of the warmongers. My understanding from prior wars is when you made that sacrifice, when some very important part of your body was blown off, that was it. They sent you home to heal and get on with your life if you could. But not anymore. No, you blow something off on this thing, we'll put a new plastic thing on and send you right back out. We're not going to let you go until you're absolutely useless. Then we'll let you go and put a medal on your chest you can feel good about. Man. I shudder to think of all these young people whose futures are held hostage to the greed of the money junkies here. All right, we're going to grab another phone call. Jenny in California. Aloha, Jenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jenny? Okay, I guess Jenny went away. All right, thanks and all. Oh, Jenny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what is on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment real quick on the homosexual thing. I was listening and I...
Can of worms. I've just opened a can of worms.
I know, you did. You absolutely
yes,
did.
All right, Jenny, what's on your mind?
Well, 95% of the homosexuals have been molested when they were young. So that's a proven fact that in one way or another, that's what caused them to turn to that lifestyle. So I don't believe it's evolutionary.
Disagree.
Well, you
disagree.
Can disagree, but...
Hang on. A lot of heterosexual children are molested when they're very young. You know, over at the church, it doesn't make them turn gay.
Okay.
And, there's absolutely no... I think what may happen is that being molested may cause them to confront their sexuality at a much earlier age than would otherwise be the case. My understanding is that most homosexuals come to understand their biases during that horrible ritual called high school physical education, when they're made to basically get naked and shower and get very private with their own gender at the same time the school is saying, don't go touch and look at the other opposite gender. That's horrible. That's evil. And that's bad. I mean, if you want to talk about sending confusing messages to kids, that's it right there.
Well,
so,
I believe it's an unhealthy exposure to sexuality. Also, how come identical twins, you can have one who turns gay and the other one isn't? That just proves that it's not genetics.
I'm not aware of a case where one twin is gay and the other one is not.
I know of many.
Okay, can you send me some documentation on that?
I sure can. But also on the war thing, you know what? I agree with you wholeheartedly. I wish that our young guys would step down and say, look, this is an unconstitutional war. We're not going to fight for the suits anymore. I was in the military myself. It took me a year and a half to figure out that I was disposable.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they didn't succeed in disposing you. I'm glad you got back here.
Yeah, but look at what they're doing to our guys. They're breaking us down mentally. So.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call, and I'll look into that. But at this particular point, my theory is basically that your gender biases are set genetically. I don't think there's any such thing as 100% male or 100% female. I think we're kind of a blend of all these different influences. And sometimes it can get very gray. I know from my own experience within the Mensa population that the more intelligent you are, the more you tend to be incorporating both male and female aspects in your personality and your mentality. I also know, having worked in Hollywood a lot of time, a lot of people claim to be gay because sometimes they see it as an advantage to get in with this or that known gay producer director. And then after that's all over and they've got the thing, they all of a sudden say, oh, I'm all of a sudden straight again. They go off and get married and have kids and whatnot. So it's a very, very complicated issue. And like most things connected with sexuality, everybody's lying one way or the other. And which leads to that cruel joke about why women are so bad with measurements, but I'm not going to get into that on this radio station here today. Now, another little story, again, about money junkies in charge of health care. Remember we were talking the other day about this situation where in Arizona at this Banner something Good Samaritan hospital, woman gave birth to a baby who basically died right there in her arms. And the hospital still tried to charge her $900 for nursery care. Well, there's another hospital down in Florida. This was a mental hospital. And this woman patient was being held against her will. And she went into labor. And nobody would listen to her. And she got so panicked, she called 911 twice. When the emergency dispatcher called back to the hospital said, it's a mental hospital. She's not going into labor. She's just crazy. The baby was born hours later with profound brain damage and remains on a ventilator, probably permanently. This is the kind of health care you're going to get when money junkies are making the decisions. We don't want to be bothered dealing with this pregnant lady. And the child is born brain damaged. What did that child do to anybody that justifies what their life is going to be, if indeed they have any life at all. They could be gone, completely gone. Terrible. Now, an interesting little story has come out. California, back in January, California added to its list of known cancer-causing chemicals an ingredient commonly used in soda pop. And it has sent major shockwaves throughout the whole processed food industry because companies like Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, even Whole Foods are either going to have to change their soda recipes or they're going to have a warning label of the potential for cancer on their products. I don't think they're worried about the consumer safety. It's just our image. The pause that cancerizes. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And boy, the hate mail is just pouring in from all these people saying, you know, the gays aren't supposed to be here. They're evil. They're bad because the voices in my head said so. And all this rest of this other stuff. And like I've said earlier in the show, you got a problem with gay marriage? Don't marry any gay people. Problem is solved. But all of the hurt and suffering that we are seeing in the world is coming from people running around with these ancient pieces of parchment written by people who thought the earth was flat, saying you have the right to go in and force your way of life on everybody else on the planet by holding a knife to their throat. And enough is enough is enough. I'm going to get away from that. All right, we're already hearing that there's all kinds of political machinations and bordering on fraud up in Wisconsin. And the GOP is trying to basically disenfranchise students from voting in the recall. It's another dirty election in an age of dirty elections. At this point, they don't even care that you're seeing the vote fraud here. They don't care anymore because they know you're not going to do anything about it, or they hope you're not going to do anything about it. Eventually we will, like the people of Egypt are doing. Let's see. All right, that makes sense here. All right, well, let's see. We're almost to the end of the show. I want to go back to this. Apparently, some people are giving our control room technician a very hard time. They're calling up and screaming Bible quotes at him. This is not a religious show. And I never claimed that it was going to be. There are special places for people who want to engage in religious mythologies. They're called churches. They have tax-exempt status. You are free to go in there and scream about the flying spaghetti monster or magic pink unicorns or anything else that you want in there. Some of the people in there even do good work, and we're going to applaud them when they do that. Some of the people inside those places don't do good things, and we're going to yell about them when they do that. But I'll make you a deal. I will not walk into your house of worship and start teaching physics, and you will not come into my radio show and start screaming mythologies, because this is a show devoted to fact and truth and preventing the next world war. And I would rather not get sidetracked by these side issues, which are being promoted in order to take our focus off the economy and the wars. So thank you very much, and please treat my producer, my board op, with a great deal of politeness and delicacy, because he works very hard for way too little money. And, you know, we got to be nice to him. He's going to start playing with the volume control on the show. All righty. Well, let's see. We're pretty much at the end of the show today, and we're going to be back tomorrow. We're still trying to confirm a USS Liberty crewman for tomorrow's show, but we are definitely going to have them for Thursday and Friday. We're putting up a whole bunch of new information that's coming in. It's amazing this year. A lot of new information, photos that have never been seen before is coming up here, and we're going to try and get all that up on the website by Friday, which is the actual anniversary of Israel's attack on us. So that's it for our show. I'm hearing the magic music. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well. Support Ron Paul, support Republic Broadcasting, support the Occupy movement. Please let us give peace one more chance. This may be the last chance we have. Aloha, America.